The Mastery of Love, A Practical Guide to the Art of Relationship. By Don Miguel Ruiz. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Mastery of Love, A Practical Guide to the Art of Relationship by Don Miguel Ruiz is a book that explores the power of love and how it can be used to create a fulfilling and meaningful relationship. The book is divided into three parts. The first part focuses on understanding the nature of love, the second part focuses on mastering the art of relationships, and the third part focuses on applying the principles of love to everyday life. In the first part, Ruiz explains the concept of domestication and how it affects our relationships. He also explains the importance of understanding our own beliefs and how they shape our relationships. In the second part, Ruiz explains the importance of communication and how it can be used to create a strong and healthy relationship. He also explains the importance of trust and how it can be used to build a strong foundation for a relationship. In the third part, Ruiz explains the importance of forgiveness and how it can be used to heal and strengthen relationships. He also explains the importance of taking responsibility for our own actions and how it can help us to create a better relationship. Finally, Ruiz explains the importance of living in the present moment and how it can help us to create a more meaningful and fulfilling relationship. The book is filled with practical advice and exercises that can be used to help create a more fulfilling and meaningful relationship. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Love is a choice. We can choose to love ourselves and others, and this choice is the foundation of a healthy relationship. Love is a choice that we make every day. It is a conscious decision to open our hearts and minds to the people around us, and to show them kindness and compassion. We can choose to love ourselves and others, and this choice is the foundation of a healthy relationship. When we make the decision to love, we open ourselves up to the possibility of being hurt, but we also open ourselves up to the possibility of being loved in return. The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz is a practical guide to the art of relationship. It encourages us to make the choice to love, and to be mindful of our thoughts and actions. It teaches us to be aware of our own feelings and to be respectful of the feelings of others. It also encourages us to be honest and open with our partners, and to communicate our needs and desires. By making the choice to love, we can create strong, lasting relationships that are based on mutual respect and understanding. Main idea number 2. The domino effect. Our relationships are affected by our beliefs and expectations, and our beliefs and expectations are affected by our relationships. The domino effect is a concept that can be applied to relationships. It suggests that our beliefs and expectations about relationships are shaped by our experiences in them, and our experiences in relationships are shaped by our beliefs and expectations. This creates a cycle of cause and effect, where one thing leads to another in a domino-like fashion. For example, if we have a negative belief about relationships, such as believing that all relationships end in heartbreak, then we may expect the worst in our relationships. This expectation can lead to us behaving in ways that make it more likely that our relationships will end in heartbreak, thus reinforcing our original belief. Conversely, if we have a positive belief about relationships, such as believing that relationships can be fulfilling and rewarding, then we may expect the best in our relationships. This expectation can lead to us behaving in ways that make it more likely that our relationships will be fulfilling and rewarding, thus reinforcing our original belief. The domino effect is a powerful concept that can help us to understand how our beliefs and expectations shape our relationships, and how our relationships shape our beliefs and expectations. By understanding this cycle, we can take steps to break it and create healthier, more fulfilling relationships. Main idea number 3. The four agreements. We can create healthier relationships by following the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. The four agreements are a set of principles outlined in the book The Mastery of Love, A Practical Guide to the Art of Relationship by Don Miguel Ruiz. These agreements are designed to help us create healthier relationships with ourselves and with others. The four agreements are: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. Being impeccable with your word means speaking with integrity and being mindful of the words you use. It means being honest and true to your word, and not using words to hurt or manipulate others. Not taking anything personally means not taking things that other people say or do personally. It means understanding that other people's words and actions are a reflection of their own beliefs and experiences, and not a reflection of you. Not making assumptions means not jumping to conclusions or making assumptions about what someone else is thinking or feeling. It means being open to communication and understanding that everyone has their own perspective. Always doing your best means striving to do your best in any situation. It means being mindful of your actions and taking responsibility for them. By following the four agreements, we can create healthier relationships with ourselves and with others. We can be more mindful of our words and actions, and be more open to communication and understanding. Main idea number 4. The voice of knowledge. We can learn to recognize the voice of knowledge, which is our inner wisdom, and use it to guide our decisions in relationships. The voice of knowledge is a concept introduced by Don Miguel Ruiz in his book The Mastery of Love, A Practical Guide to the Art of Relationship. According to Ruiz, the voice of knowledge is our inner wisdom, which can be used to guide our decisions in relationships. He believes that we can learn to recognize this voice and use it to make better decisions in our relationships. Ruiz explains that the voice of knowledge is not the same as our thoughts or emotions. It is a deeper, more intuitive wisdom that comes from within. He suggests that we can learn to recognize this voice by paying attention to our feelings and listening to our intuition. He also encourages us to practice mindfulness and meditation, which can help us to become more aware of our inner wisdom. The voice of knowledge can be a powerful tool for making decisions in relationships. It can help us to recognize when we are making decisions based on fear or ego, and instead make decisions based on love and compassion. By learning to recognize and trust the voice of knowledge, we can make better decisions in our relationships and create more fulfilling and meaningful connections with others. Main idea number 5. The voice of fear. We can also learn to recognize the voice of fear, which is our inner critic, and use it to help us identify and overcome our limiting beliefs. The voice of fear is a powerful force that can prevent us from achieving our goals and living our best lives. It is the inner critic that tells us we are not good enough, that we can't do something, or that we are not worthy of love and success. It can be a powerful force that can keep us stuck in our comfort zone and prevent us from taking risks and growing. However, we can learn to recognize the voice of fear and use it to our advantage. By recognizing the voice of fear, we can identify our limiting beliefs and take steps to overcome them. We can also use the voice of fear to help us stay focused on our goals and take action to achieve them. By recognizing the voice of fear, we can learn to be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings and take steps to create a life that is in alignment with our values and goals. The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz provides a practical guide to the art of relationships and offers valuable insight into how to recognize and overcome the voice of fear. By understanding the power of the voice of fear, we can learn to recognize it and use it to our advantage. We can use it to identify our limiting beliefs and take steps to overcome them. We can also use it to stay focused on our goals and take action to achieve them. Main idea number 6. The power of forgiveness. We can use the power of forgiveness to heal our relationships and create a more loving environment. The power of forgiveness is a powerful tool that can help us to heal our relationships and create a more loving environment. Forgiveness is not about forgetting or condoning the wrong that has been done, but rather about understanding and accepting the situation and allowing ourselves to move on. When we forgive, we are able to let go of the hurt and anger that we have been holding on to, and instead focus on the positive aspects of the relationship. This can help us to create a more loving and supportive environment, where both parties can feel safe and secure. Forgiveness is also an important part of self-love. When we forgive ourselves for our mistakes, we are able to move forward with a greater sense of self-acceptance and self-compassion. This can help us to be more open to the love and support of others, and to create healthier relationships. Forgiveness can also help us to let go of the past and focus on the present, allowing us to create a more positive future. The power of forgiveness is a powerful tool that can help us to heal our relationships and create a more loving environment. By practicing forgiveness, we can learn to let go of the hurt and anger that we have been holding on to, and instead focus on the positive aspects of the relationship. We can also learn to forgive ourselves for our mistakes, allowing us to move forward with a greater sense of self-acceptance and self-compassion. By using the power of forgiveness, we can create healthier relationships and a more positive future. Main idea number 7. The power of intention. We can use the power of intention to create the relationships we desire and manifest our dreams. The power of intention is a powerful tool that can be used to create the relationships we desire and manifest our dreams. Intention is the force that drives us to take action and create the life we want. When we set an intention, we are sending out a signal to the universe that we are ready to receive what we desire. We can use this power to create relationships that are based on mutual respect, understanding, and love. We can also use it to manifest our dreams and goals. The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz is a practical guide to the art of relationship. It provides us with the tools and techniques to create relationships that are based on love, respect, and understanding. It teaches us how to use the power of intention to manifest our dreams and create the relationships we desire. It also provides us with the knowledge and understanding of how to use the power of intention to create a life of joy and abundance. The power of intention is a powerful tool that can be used to create the relationships we desire and manifest our dreams. By setting an intention and taking action, we can create the life we want and create relationships that are based on love, respect, and understanding. The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz provides us with the tools and techniques to use the power of intention to create the life we want and manifest our dreams. Main idea number 8. The power of love. We can use the power of love to create a strong bond with our partner and create a lasting relationship. The power of love is a powerful force that can be used to create a strong bond between two people. It is a force that can be used to create a lasting relationship, one that is based on mutual respect, trust, and understanding. Love is a powerful emotion that can bring two people together in a way that nothing else can. It can be used to create a strong foundation for a relationship that will last a lifetime. When two people come together in love, they can create a bond that is unbreakable. This bond is based on mutual respect, trust, and understanding. It is a bond that can be used to create a strong foundation for a relationship that will last a lifetime. Love is a powerful emotion that can bring two people together in a way that nothing else can. The power of love can be used to create a strong bond between two people. It is a force that can be used to create a lasting relationship, one that is based on mutual respect, trust, and understanding. Love is a powerful emotion that can bring two people together in a way that nothing else can. It can be used to create a strong foundation for a relationship that will last a lifetime. Main idea number 9. The power of communication. We can use the power of communication to express our feelings and needs in a healthy way. The power of communication is an invaluable tool in any relationship. It allows us to express our feelings and needs in a healthy way, and to understand the feelings and needs of our partner. Communication is the key to creating a strong and lasting bond between two people. When we communicate openly and honestly, we can build trust and understanding, and create a safe space for both partners to express themselves. Communication also helps us to resolve conflicts and disagreements in a constructive manner. We can use communication to express our feelings and needs in a respectful way, and to listen to our partner's feelings and needs. This helps us to come to a mutual understanding and to find solutions that work for both of us. By communicating openly and honestly, we can create a strong and lasting bond between two people. The power of communication is an essential part of any relationship. It allows us to express our feelings and needs in a healthy way, and to understand the feelings and needs of our partner. Communication is the key to creating a strong and lasting bond between two people. When we communicate openly and honestly, we can build trust and understanding, and create a safe space for both partners to express themselves. Main idea number 10. The power of trust. We can use the power of trust to build a strong foundation for our relationships and create a safe space for both partners. The power of trust is an essential element in any relationship. When we trust each other, we create a safe space for both partners to be vulnerable and open up to each other. We can use trust to build a strong foundation for our relationships, allowing us to be honest and authentic with each other. Trust also allows us to be more understanding and compassionate towards each other, as we know that our partner has our best interests at heart. When we trust each other, we can be more open to trying new things and taking risks, knowing that our partner will be there to support us. Trust is the key to creating a strong and lasting relationship. Trust is not something that can be built overnight, but it is something that must be nurtured and cultivated over time. We must be willing to be vulnerable and open up to our partner, and be willing to take risks and trust that our partner will be there to support us. We must also be willing to forgive and accept our partner's mistakes, and be willing to work through any issues that arise. By creating a safe space for both partners to be vulnerable and open up to each other, we can build a strong foundation of trust that will last a lifetime. Main idea number 11. The power of respect. We can use the power of respect to honor our partner's feelings and needs and create a mutual understanding. Respect is a powerful tool in relationships. It allows us to honor our partner's feelings and needs and create a mutual understanding. Respect is the foundation of any successful relationship, and it is essential to creating a safe and secure environment for both partners. Respect is not only about listening to your partner's needs and feelings, but also about understanding them and validating them. Respect is about being open to compromise and understanding that both partners have different perspectives and needs. Respect is also about being honest and open with your partner, and being willing to work together to find solutions that work for both of you. Respect is also about being kind and compassionate to your partner. It is about being patient and understanding when your partner is struggling or feeling overwhelmed. Respect is about being supportive and encouraging when your partner is feeling down. Respect is about being willing to forgive and move on when mistakes are made. Respect is about being willing to put in the effort to make the relationship work. The power of respect is that it allows us to create a strong and lasting bond with our partner. Respect is the foundation of any successful relationship, and it is essential to creating a safe and secure environment for both partners. Respect is the key to creating a relationship that is based on trust, understanding, and mutual respect. Main idea number 12. The power of compassion. We can use the power of compassion to understand our partner's perspective and create a deeper connection. Compassion is a powerful tool that can help us to create meaningful relationships with our partners. Compassion allows us to understand our partner's perspective and to empathize with their feelings. It helps us to recognize our partner's needs and to respond to them in a way that is respectful and caring. Compassion can help us to build trust and to create a deeper connection with our partner. When we practice compassion, we are able to see our partner's point of view and to understand their feelings. We can then respond to them in a way that is understanding and supportive. Compassion helps us to recognize our partner's needs and to meet them in a way that is respectful and loving. Compassion can help us to build a strong and lasting relationship with our partner. Compassion is a powerful tool that can help us to create meaningful relationships with our partners. It allows us to understand our partner's perspective and to empathize with their feelings. Compassion helps us to recognize our partner's needs and to respond to them in a way that is respectful and caring. Compassion can help us to build trust and to create a deeper connection with our partner. Main idea number 13. The power of vulnerability. We can use the power of vulnerability to open up to our partner and create a more intimate relationship. The power of vulnerability is an incredibly powerful tool in relationships. When we open up to our partner and share our true feelings, we create a deeper connection and understanding between us. By being vulnerable, we allow our partner to see us for who we truly are, and this can lead to a more intimate relationship. When we are vulnerable, we are also more likely to be honest and open with our partner, which can help to build trust and strengthen the bond between us. By being vulnerable, we can also learn more about our partner and their feelings, which can help us to better understand them and create a more meaningful relationship. Vulnerability can also help us to be more compassionate and understanding towards our partner. When we open up and share our feelings, we can better empathize with our partner and be more understanding of their feelings and experiences. This can help us to create a more supportive and loving relationship, where both partners feel safe and secure in expressing their true selves. The power of vulnerability is an incredibly powerful tool in relationships, and it can help us to create a deeper connection and understanding between us. By being vulnerable and open with our partner, we can create a more intimate and meaningful relationship, and learn more about each other in the process. Main idea number 14. The power of boundaries. We can use the power of boundaries to protect ourselves and our relationships from harm. Boundaries are an important part of any relationship. They provide a sense of safety and security, allowing us to be vulnerable and open with one another. When we set boundaries, we are able to protect ourselves and our relationships from harm. We can also use boundaries to create healthy relationships, as they help us to communicate our needs and expectations to one another. Boundaries can also help us to stay true to ourselves and our values. By setting boundaries, we can ensure that we are not taken advantage of or manipulated by others. We can also use boundaries to create a sense of respect and trust in our relationships. When we set boundaries, we are able to communicate our needs and expectations to one another, which can help us to build strong and lasting relationships. The power of boundaries is that they can help us to create healthy relationships and protect ourselves from harm. By setting boundaries, we can ensure that we are not taken advantage of or manipulated by others. We can also use boundaries to create a sense of respect and trust in our relationships. By setting boundaries, we can ensure that we are able to communicate our needs and expectations to one another, which can help us to build strong and lasting relationships. Main idea number 15. The power of self-love. We can use the power of self-love to create a healthy relationship with ourselves and others. The power of self-love is an essential part of creating a healthy relationship with ourselves and others. Self-love is the foundation of any successful relationship, and it is essential to understand how to cultivate it. Self-love is the ability to accept and appreciate ourselves for who we are, and to recognize our own worth and value. It is the ability to be kind and compassionate to ourselves, and to recognize our own strengths and weaknesses. It is the ability to forgive ourselves for our mistakes and to learn from them. Self-love is the ability to be honest with ourselves and to take responsibility for our actions. When we practice self-love, we are able to create a healthy relationship with ourselves and others. We are able to recognize our own worth and value, and to treat ourselves with respect and kindness. We are able to recognize our own strengths and weaknesses, and to forgive ourselves for our mistakes. We are able to be honest with ourselves and to take responsibility for our actions. We are able to be open and honest with others, and to create meaningful relationships. Self-love is the foundation of any successful relationship, and it is essential to understand how to cultivate it. The power of self-love is an essential part of creating a healthy relationship with ourselves and others. It is the ability to accept and appreciate ourselves for who we are, and to recognize our own worth and value. It is the ability to be kind and compassionate to ourselves, and to recognize our own strengths and weaknesses. It is the ability to forgive ourselves for our mistakes and to learn from them. Self-love is the ability to be honest with ourselves and to take responsibility for our actions. When we practice self-love, we are able to create a healthy relationship with ourselves and others. Main idea number 16. The power of gratitude. We can use the power of gratitude to appreciate our partner and create a more positive relationship. The power of gratitude is an incredibly powerful tool for creating a more positive relationship with our partner. When we express our gratitude for our partner, we are showing them that we appreciate them and all that they do for us. This can help to create a more positive and loving atmosphere in the relationship. It can also help to build trust and understanding between the two of you. When we express our gratitude, it can help to remind us of all the wonderful things our partner does for us and how much we appreciate them. Gratitude can also help to create a more positive outlook on the relationship. When we express our gratitude, it can help to remind us of all the good things in the relationship and how much we appreciate our partner. This can help to create a more positive attitude towards the relationship and can help to create a more loving and supportive atmosphere. Gratitude can also help to remind us of all the wonderful things our partner does for us and how much we appreciate them. The power of gratitude can be a powerful tool for creating a more positive relationship with our partner. When we express our gratitude, it can help to remind us of all the wonderful things our partner does for us and how much we appreciate them. This can help to create a more positive and loving atmosphere in the relationship and can help to build trust and understanding between the two of you. Gratitude can also help to create a more positive outlook on the relationship and can help to create a more loving and supportive atmosphere. Main idea number 17. The power of acceptance. We can use the power of acceptance to embrace our partner's flaws and create a more harmonious relationship. The power of acceptance is a powerful tool for creating a harmonious relationship. When we accept our partner's flaws, we are able to move past them and focus on the positive aspects of our relationship. Acceptance allows us to be more understanding and compassionate towards our partner, and to recognize that we all have our own unique strengths and weaknesses. By accepting our partner's flaws, we can create a more balanced and healthy relationship. Acceptance also allows us to be more open and honest with our partner. We can express our feelings and opinions without fear of judgment or criticism. This openness can help us to build trust and understanding between us, and to create a stronger bond. The power of acceptance can also help us to be more forgiving. We can learn to forgive our partner's mistakes and to move on from them. This can help us to create a more peaceful and harmonious relationship. The power of acceptance is a powerful tool for creating a harmonious relationship. By embracing our partner's flaws and learning to accept them, we can create a more balanced and healthy relationship. We can also be more open and honest with our partner, and learn to forgive their mistakes. By using the power of acceptance, we can create a more harmonious relationship and a stronger bond between us. Main idea number 18. The power of surrender. We can use the power of surrender to let go of our expectations and create a more peaceful relationship. The power of surrender is a powerful tool for creating a more peaceful relationship. When we surrender our expectations, we open ourselves up to the possibility of a more harmonious connection with our partner. We can let go of our need to control the outcome of our relationship and instead focus on creating a space of understanding and acceptance. By surrendering our expectations, we can create a relationship that is based on mutual respect and understanding. We can also use the power of surrender to let go of our need to be right and instead focus on finding common ground. This can help us to create a relationship that is based on mutual understanding and respect. Surrendering our expectations can also help us to create a more compassionate relationship. When we surrender our expectations, we can open ourselves up to the possibility of understanding our partner's perspective. We can learn to be more compassionate and understanding of our partner's feelings and needs. This can help us to create a relationship that is based on mutual understanding and respect. The power of surrender can also help us to create a more loving relationship. When we surrender our expectations, we can open ourselves up to the possibility of unconditional love. We can learn to accept our partner for who they are and love them unconditionally. This can help us to create a relationship that is based on mutual understanding and respect. Main idea number 19. The power of transformation. We can use the power of transformation to grow and evolve in our relationships and create a more fulfilling life. The power of transformation is a powerful tool that can be used to create a more fulfilling life. It is the ability to take something that is not working and transform it into something that is more beneficial. Transformation can be used to create healthier relationships, to improve communication, to increase understanding, and to create a more meaningful life. Transformation can also be used to create a more positive outlook on life and to create a more meaningful connection with others. Transformation can be used to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life by allowing us to take control of our lives and to create a life that is more meaningful and fulfilling. Transformation can be used to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life by allowing us to take control of our relationships and to create a more meaningful connection with others. Transformation can be used to create healthier relationships by allowing us to take control of our communication and to create a more meaningful connection with others. Transformation can also be used to create a more positive outlook on life and to create a more meaningful connection with others. Transformation can be used to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life by allowing us to take control of our lives and to create a life that is more meaningful and fulfilling. The power of transformation is a powerful tool that can be used to create a more fulfilling life. It is the ability to take something that is not working and transform it into something that is more beneficial. Transformation can be used to create healthier relationships, to improve communication, to increase understanding, and to create a more meaningful life. Transformation can also be used to create a more positive outlook on life and to create a more meaningful connection with others. Transformation can be used to create a more meaningful and fulfilling life by allowing us to take control of our lives and to create a life that is more meaningful and fulfilling. Main idea number 20. The power of joy. We can use the power of joy to bring more happiness and fulfillment into our relationships and create a more meaningful life. The power of joy is a powerful tool that can be used to bring more happiness and fulfillment into our relationships. Joy is a positive emotion that can be used to create a more meaningful life. When we experience joy, we are more likely to be open to new experiences and to be more creative. We can use joy to bring more love and connection into our relationships and to create a more fulfilling life. Joy can also be used to help us to be more present in the moment and to appreciate the beauty of life. When we use the power of joy in our relationships, we can create a more positive and meaningful connection with our partners. We can use joy to express our love and appreciation for our partners and to show them how much we care. We can also use joy to help us to be more understanding and compassionate towards our partners, and to create a more harmonious relationship. Joy can also be used to help us to be more patient and understanding with our partners, and to create a more peaceful and loving relationship. The power of joy can also be used to help us to be more mindful and aware of our own emotions and feelings. When we use joy to be more mindful of our own emotions, we can better understand our partners and be more understanding and compassionate towards them. We can also use joy to help us to be more present in the moment and to appreciate the beauty of life. Joy can be used to help us to be more creative and to find new ways to express our love and appreciation for our partners. The power of joy can be used to bring more happiness and fulfillment into our relationships and create a more meaningful life. When we use joy to bring more love and connection into our relationships, we can create a more positive and meaningful connection with our partners. We can also use joy to help us to be more mindful and aware of our own emotions and feelings, and to be more understanding and compassionate towards our partners. Joy can be used to help us to be more creative and to find new ways to express our love and appreciation for our partners.